Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because we're like same generation music, aren't we? Very close.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. So,
George Gershwin.
No, that's who the
Count
other
Basie.
Guy, that's the other guy I do the show. I got to jump back into that. You're not going to tell him I said that, are you, Dan?
Why? We'd say it to his face.
That is true. We would be all over the big band stuff on him. Although I will tell you,
Jeff's a big band guy.
Joe, he is just knowledgeable about music, man. I mean,
yeah, Jeff Phelps needs to find a bar trivia place somewhere, and he would
really.
Clean up.
I didn't know this. Yeah, okay.
It's amazing.
Good
crush
to know.
It. And any television show that's black and white, like he kills it on that stuff too. Like every once in a while, you'll hit MeTV and you'll start seeing like Gomer Pyle and stuff like that. He's like, oh yeah, episode 46, season 4.
Sergeant Carter.
Yeah, Carter walks in, and maybe if you notice in the background, there wasn't a regulation. I don't know, what do they call safety? Safety when you're on the bed, when you're making your bed, a safety thing on the bed. I mean, like he notices all that stuff. He's okay. Great. Tom Withers is in today for Jeff, and so we're talking about all this stuff. I'm going to tell you, super impressed with your horse racing knowledge. Like I didn't expect that. We were sitting there going, I don't really know what's going on with the Derby, and I bow to you, man. I totally bow to you on this.
Last name is Withers. What are the Withers on a horse?
I don't know. What are they?
That's on the horse's mane. Those are the hairs below the mane there on the top of the,
wow,
on their back. That's the, there's the Withers Derby. You didn't know? Withers, no, I'm sorry, Withers Stakes.
That's,
you didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, how
no.
about that? Yeah.
I feel like
I'll
I'm
dared.
With
so we,
I feel like I'm with Bob Roberts in here, the Railbird. I mean, come on.
As I mentioned earlier, my wife and I, like when we were first dating, mid late 80s, we just got into like the Triple Crown.
Is that a great date place to go though? The Derby? Is it a good date place?
I got a story I can't tell on the air, but it's
you don't get divorced and or fire.
No, not that. Let's just put it this way. The Preakness is a party.
Okay.
And so we, that was the first, well, hold on a second here. Yeah, that was the first one we did. We drove down to Baltimore. The infield there is crazy. Now, I had a good buddy who was a horse racing writer for United Press International, John Swenson, may he rest in peace. Wonderful guy. Also a rock critic, knew everybody. He wrote the Rolling Stone obit for Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean,
oh,
this guy,
wow.
Yeah, this guy was plugged in. He was great. Yeah. And a horse racing aficionado. Anyway, So we got tickets from him. So we were in the grandstand having a great time. Find out then, and this is before cell phones or anything else, we find out that there's good friends of ours that are in the infield at the Preakness. So after about race six, we're like, we're going to the infield. Well, I'll paint the picture of the infield.
How many people are in the infield? Yeah.
Thousands.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's like 85 degrees and everybody is just feeling it and having a great time.
Right.
The contest that developed in the infield while we were there was how many coolers can you stack up and jump off of, which I think got to about 19 or so before somebody broke their neck. And
this feels very Buffalo Bills.
A table. Yeah, it's exactly what it was. So that's quite a scene. Now, as you asked Dick before, the coolest thing I think about Churchill is that it's got the reverence of it, right?
Right.
I mean, you walk in there and you really feel like you're in.
It's Yankee Stadium. We were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah, it's the horseshoe. It's the pardon the pun. But it's, yeah, there's something very special about it. And you kind of, you walk through the neighborhoods in Louisville as you get up to the track. And, you know, everybody's dressed to the hilts. And, you know, whether you wear a hat or not.
It's the last thing that I think people still get dressed up for. Think about it.
You really do.
You know, we talk about this all the time. I'm like, oh, I got to wear my Goodwill suit. It's July 1st. We're going to watch the ball game today at League Park. I'm like,
yeah.
Why would people wear suits to baseball games? It was insane.
Yeah, we still get a little dressed up at home. So the year that we went in 2013, we stayed in the Cincinnati area because you could. We kind of did this last minute, right? Mm-hmm. And then we took a bus from the Cincinnati. Help me out.
Right? Covington?
Covington.
Yeah.
We stayed in Covington.
I don't know how that, I knew that's where you're looking.
So just outside Cincinnati. Yeah. So we took a bus from Covington to Louisville that morning, right? Mm-hmm. Now, meanwhile, the bus leaves at like 7:30. We board, and there are people already on the bus that are about...
hammered?
Yeah. There was this group of four guys from Michigan, of all places, sitting next to us on the bus. And about an hour into the bus ride, I said, hey, you guys are in for a long day. You may want to slow it down a little bit. And they were, I mean, they were hitting it hard.
And they were like, okay, Ohio State guy, remember Tim Biakabatuka?
Exactly right.
Wait, from the bottom, or were they the Upers? Because the Upers are a different breed.
No, these were like Ann Arbor kids. Oh, and they were worse. They were going at it hard. Guess who missed the bus coming back? The four guys from Michigan never made it back to the bus. And so I don't know what became of them. Anyway, so... you know, it's just great. And then the Belmont's an entirely different thing. People don't realize that the Belmont Park is actually one of the state parks in New York.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Either. And so it's kind of been rebuilt over the last couple of years because now the Islanders play, in the arena that's right there.
How far is that from the city?
Depending on how fast you drive or what kind of traffic looks like.
Train. If you're taking the train, can you do it?
Right. 20 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Nice and easy, but beautiful, and kind of a different clientele there as well. Kind of that it's the rowdy New York crowd, if you will, right? It's almost like a Rangers or a Knicks game,
okay.
Especially when the horses are barreling down the stretch. But yeah, loved it, and so yeah, I'm a little bit of an amateur handicapper. It's fun.
I'm not trying to steer away from horse racing here, but you've covered so many great events, including the Olympics and all that.
Yeah,
like where's the best place you've ever seen anything?
Oh wow, that's a great question.
I have a couple things that are in the back of my mind that I'll never forget.
Well, go ahead.
When Ohio State won the national championship in Arizona in 2002, I've never seen anything like that. I mean, we're 3,000 miles away from home.
Yeah.
And it's a stadium that was, I wish Ken Dorsey was here because I could ask him about it.
But yeah.
What was it like to be on the other side? It was like maybe 2% Hurricane fan.
Oh yeah.
There. And it was like being at a home game in the middle of the desert. And when they won, I didn't want to leave. I've told the story before. I was a fan. I didn't have to work that day. And it was I remember I went with my brother-in-law and I sat there in the seats and they had to kick us out.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to leave. I finally, a team that I had rooted for, that I wanted to win, won the whole thing. Yeah. And it's just, you never got there. So
in terms of atmosphere and what have you, Madison Square Garden is tough to beat for a big basketball game. I saw some of those Bulls Knicks series I covered, when Jordan was there. In terms of a stadium that left an indelible mark, I mean, my very first NFL game was in the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Los Angeles Rams versus Green Bay Packers, 1969. For my 8th birthday.
Wow.
And, even then, the Coliseum was the Coliseum, right? It had all that history, hosting Olympics and what have you, and going to be hosting another one coming up here in a couple of years. So, very special place still.
Huh.
Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of those moments, like when the Cavs won in... Were you in San Francisco for that? Were you in Oakland the finals?
No, I was here.
It was the weirdest moment ever, because, were you ever out at the old...
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Arena?
Yeah, at Oracle. So you had to walk through this. So the floor was closed.
Just a dump, but...
Oh, total dump. And then you walked up this... To get to the floor, there was a little ramp, and then they had all these sections of where media people were. And I'll never forget, I'm sitting there, and I was watching the game from... media seats were super high, and I stood up there, and I watched probably 75% of the game, because I wanted to watch the game from there. And then at the end, I knew I had to come downstairs, because... You're going to do interviews, so you got to kind of get in line afterwards. And I had walked away to go find a monitor. And I remember just watching the clock move its way. It took forever. Last 10 seconds would not go off the clock, right? And I'm standing there, and I was next to Wendy. And Wendy was sitting, and he was watching on a monitor, and I was standing over his shoulder, and I'm watching the clock, and we're sitting in a room with all national writers. And the clock hits 00, and the Cavaliers won, and in that moment, I didn't want to be there. I wanted to be with my family.
Yeah,
I wanted to be with my dad. I wanted to be with my wife. I wanted to be with my brother. I wanted to be with my kids.
Father's Day.
Yeah, on Father's Day. And that's where I wanted to be. But also in that moment, I wanted to scream, right? And so all of a sudden, there
52
was...
52 years of frustration coming out all at once.
So, and you're underneath, and we were underneath the stands, and I my face turned. Wendy looked at me as I was about to, and I went like, and then I heard there was another TV sportscaster from Cleveland that was underneath.
Right.
And they started screaming when we hit 00. And at that moment, Wendy looked at me and he goes, he gave me that look and he goes, no. And I go, oh. I'm like, why did I pick this business? That was the one moment that I did not want to be a sportscaster.
So I'll bring up a sore spot for me, and this is going to, I'm going to try not to.
And I didn't say, by the way, I didn't scream. I didn't say anything. I took a deep breath and I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then I waited till I got out of the arena and we had friends there from Cleveland. I saw it, and it's like, we were hugging and screaming and going crazy. Right. But this was like hours.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
After.
Right. Now, I was lucky enough to cover a bunch of finals for the AP. Unfortunately, in 2016, it was kind of cost prohibitive for them to send me back out there for game seven.
Oh, I get it.
So, you know, that hurt in its own right. I guess the good thing was that I got to cover the Cleveland end of winning the championship. So that's what they wanted my role to be. So I was at the watch party. My son was at the watch party.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was Father's Day.
Yeah.
It was so emotional. I mean, I can't even, and I try to describe it in the stories when, you know, down those final moments, like you're talking about, there were actually people having like prayer circles inside Rocket Arena, like, and everybody was like holding hands and holding their breath.
Oh my
and,
God. I didn't know this.
It was just so bad. It was the best.
Yeah. Didn't Fred and AC call the game inside?
They were at Oracle.
Oh, they were.
Yeah, they called it from there. I remember it was kind of simulcast, whatever.
Yeah,
Fred, God rest his soul. Yeah. I mean, he does that great finish there where, like, yeah, I mean, everybody could, you know, everything went away. The drive went away, the fumble,
everything.
It was all gone.
And then we also were just kind of chill when the Cubs came in here and took over the stadium.
Oh,
and,
God.
I'm still bummed. All right, so I want to do this about the Derby.
Yeah, yeah.
Too. Don't tell me I lost them. There were some crazy odds. There's a bunch of, here we go. There's celebrity props for this. Did you see these
on the
bottom? You're not missing much, but it's crazy. It's interesting. There's a Cleveland tie to some of it. Hang on one second. Sorry.
Which football player will be seen first? These, yeah, I got you now. Okay.
So who will be seen first? Taylor Swift and Travis together, Taylor alone, Travis alone, or Jason Kelsey alone?
Yeah.
Jason's going off at 4-1, Travis at 7-2, Taylor's 5-2, and Kelsey and Swift together 2-3. Did I say that right? They were going off. Yeah, okay, I don't know why. I had a weird moment there. Will the president be at the Kentucky Derby? I thought that was an interesting 25-1 odds on that.
Okay.
Which artist will be seen first?
Shaboozy is the favorite.
Yeah. And how about Machine Gun Kelly?
MG Kelly, 2-1 odds.
Jack Harlow after that, Travis Tritt, and Joey Fatone.
Okay,
Travis Tritt and Joey Fatone going, both going off of 4-1.
Then we've got Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Randall Cobb, and AJ Hawk as our field for the football player to be seen first.
Hmm.
Interesting.
And then the last one I noticed was the total time of Grace Potter's national anthem. The over-under is 104.5 seconds. So you know what I had to do?
Go ahead.
I had to go look to see what the Super Bowl one was, and the Super Bowl one was 120 on the money.
Can I tell you something? 104 is fast, and you know how I know this?
Uh-uh.
We time the national anthem at every single Guardians game.
You do, or someone sitting next to you, or just for fun? You guys,
some of the press box guys, yeah.
So,
and you usually can tell before the person even takes the field, you kind of get a vibe as to. We don't bet it over under, but we have a good time with it.
So when I was in the press box every day with you guys, the fastest ever, do you know who it was?
Go ahead.
Cleveland Boys Choir.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you remember. This had to have been, I don't know, mid 2000 something. And they were like under a minute. Like, flew.
We like when the high school choruses come in or the high school bands. It's like, boom, boom, boom. They're done. Let's get on to the game. Let's play ball.
All right. So do we feel smarter about the Kentucky Derby? Well, you'll watch tomorrow, right? Obviously.
Oh, heck. I'll have a hat on and a mint julep and let's go.
Yeah. I don't know. We got invited to a party and I'm like,
you got to go.
It just depends. We got a long day.
It's supposed to be a rainy day.
Yeah. We're going to spend a lot of time outside tomorrow too. All right. I do want to bring this up. We're going to talk more about this in the next segment.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know anyone that had better coverage over the years of LeBron James than you did. Like, your stuff was fantastic.
Oh, that's nice.
All the way through. And now we're at this point where what is LeBron going to do next? And so when we come back, I want to bring that up. So we're going to talk about what's next for LeBron. We're also going to get back into the series, Cavs and Pacers. And Dan Devine, Yahoo Senior Sports NBA writer, is going to join us coming up at 1. And we're also going to get into the Guardians, too, because I want to pick your brain on that, too. Plus your phone calls, 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps. Tom Withers is in today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.